Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
November 3rd, and it's an election year where so many people have voted early. Wow. High water mark. Congratulations to everybody who went out and did that ahead of time, which, by the way, there's these assumptions that, well, it must be all Democrats. No. There was definitely, because I saw at my polling place, there were some questions afterwards. There's definitely people that are voting for Trump, and there's people that are voting for Biden. 75 million people have already voted. 75 million. I have to just get giddy when I see that number, because the fact is, the more people that vote, period, and I think there'll be still an avalanche of people on November 3rd, the better. Exercise your right to vote. Ah, it's so easy to say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, somebody else is taking care of it. Oh, it'll be fine. The president will get back in again, because there's people that want to still make America great again. I've seen a lot of t-shirts, still make America great again. But the fact is, though, you can toss a coin and flip it and pick either Biden or Trump in some cases, and if you believe the polls, and in others, there is a lot more distance between Biden and Trump. I'll tell you just quickly a couple of them. CNN has Biden at 54, Trump at 42. That's the very latest, a week, less than a week to go before the election. In Wisconsin, I talked about this in another hour, Marquette's poll has Biden at 48, Trump at 43. Let's try this one. In North Carolina, the Harper poll has Biden at 47, Trump at 46. And then one more, Rasmussen, Trump and Biden, of course, straight up. Biden 47, Trump 48. You know, so that's in that margin of error. That's where it is. And it's now just down to where is the message resonating, and how many people are going to, who don't vote early, are going to go out and vote on November 3rd. We could see 65% of the eligible voters, 65% of the eligible voters voting, and that is mind-boggling to me. That would be such a huge number, and I certainly hope so. I think the worse the economy gets, no stimulus, and the stock market falling, that's not good for any incumbent president, whether they're a Republican or Democrat, or whatever. So the stock market fell big time on Wednesday, down 900 points. And you remember, you've got Wall Street and this fear index that's going on, which now is at its highest point since June. And Trump's campaign director says that the reason, if you look at what Joe Biden is saying, he's the candidate of lockdowns. And he says this is a dark winter we're facing, and that's not an optimistic message. And that's hurting Wall Street, and that's hurting the economy. Biden has vowed to raise the personal income tax rate on people making more than $400,000 annually, and would hike the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. Trump's tax cuts in 2017 instituted the flat rate from a tiered rate of between 15% and 35%. So even The Hill reported, which is a paper of record in D.C., reported that businesses large and small and wealthy individuals are bracing for higher taxes if Joe Biden wins, because they think that's a follow-up, that he will follow up on that. And then, you know, it's just about the masking itself. And does it help? And how do you get the pandemic under control? Which, would there be a national mask mandate? And if there was a national mask mandate, would more people do it? Because the fact is there's going to be fines, and there already is fines. So nobody wants to be fined for not flipping a mask on when they run inside a store or, you know, whatever it might be. But now some of the fines, depending on where it is, for example, if you were in New York City, the airports, the subways, a maskless face, it's a $50 fine. So many people come in the Port Authority if they're not wearing a mask, and wherever it is, they're trying to prevent a second wave of the novel coronavirus, with the case and hospitalization figure size rising. So the Port Authority, especially a lot of people coming that way, they'll be watching what happens. And I think riders would not be thrilled if they got a fine like that. And a lot of people commute in and out of the city. In 2019, the PATH trains handled 82.2 million passengers. A Midtown bus terminal, the nation's largest, by the way, on a typical weekday, serves 225,000 people. And many are commuting from the burbs, people listening to us in Connecticut, in New Jersey, in other places. And that's where they're coming in mostly. Mostly they're coming in that way. But the fact that there's maskless fines, and the fact that you just know, okay, Biden is trying to own the mask thing and is saying there'd be a mask mandate to just stomp it all out if possible. How about this? Don't tell Vegas they can't party. A Vegas pool party got sort of an upgrade. It's a $1 billion resort. And this is at Circa. And it's an adults-only sports-themed pool area that they have. And they're saying that they hope, even during the pandemic, that they stand out, that Circa stands out. So Derek Stevens said, let's rethink this. A $1 billion plus casino opening in the city since the financial crisis a decade ago. Ooh, the timing is bad on that, isn't it? Oof. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Doc Ray Stoker will join us. He is the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker. Yep, that's right. The Irish author of Dracula. And what a, of course, international bestseller, Dracula. The Undead. Bram Stoker's Dracula and Count Dracula starting all there. So I can't wait for that conversation. He knows so much about his uncles, his great-great-great uncle's life in Ireland, the family, the legacy. Very, very big if you go to Ireland. They talk a lot about Bram Stoker and a lot of other writers too, but especially this time of year because Halloween is a very, very big deal to the Irish. They say they invented it 3,000 years ago. So that will be a very, very fun conversation, I am certain. As we get closer to the election, so much of what we're talking about is who's going to win? What's going to happen? How many people are going to turn out for the vote? What do you think? And I think that I've never seen such discord in my whole life or vitriol thrown at people because you're so forced to line up in one direction. And hopefully there's one big giant healing that goes on in the United States after the election. Some things that happened did not need to happen during all of this campaigning. And you got toss-up states. You have Texas, you have Pennsylvania is critical for the president. And now it's so much of this turns into the legalities of the mail-in ballots and what they're dated and how long to be counted and the problems at some of the polling places. There's a lot of stress surrounding this. In one way, I was thinking about this. Shouldn't electing the leader of the free world be a gift? Shouldn't this be something you want to do? And shouldn't it make you feel fulfilled for exercising your right to vote and feeling like you made a difference? I mean, isn't it really about that? But what happens when you're, especially when you're the incumbent, it is like a report card on how you're doing, how people vote. And I've seen a couple of signs, I don't know if this is widespread or not, but I've seen a couple of signs in yards where it says Independents for Biden Harris or Republicans Biden Harris. And especially the Republican signs where somebody's willing to say, I'm going to be a Republican, but I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. And if Joe Biden wins, I would love to know what that number is. Percentages of people who couldn't go Republican because of Donald Trump, or people who were Democrats or independents that went in a different direction. By the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is America's top doc, at least because we saw him so much during the coronavirus, did not gift the president with some great news. He said it's unlikely, not that he knows for sure, but he said it's unlikely that life will return to some semblance of what it was until 2022. 2022, doc. This is not what we wanted to hear, but thanks for your opinion. And he's not trying to be Mr. Doom and Gloom. He's saying, I'm trying to be honest. When I get asked the question, I'm going to tell you what I think. He said, if we get a vaccination campaign and by the second or third quarter of 2021, we vaccinated a big portion of the people, I think it could be easily by the end of 2021. Even into the next year before we start having some semblances of normality. Wow. He says he's very certain there will be a coronavirus vaccine in the next few months, but he also believes that political division and fear of the economic losses have affected how it's being handled and restarting the economy. So he said, if everybody had uniformly worn their masks, social distance, did the hand washing thing, he said, I don't think we would be in the position that we're in right now. And he said that it's been painful to watch such divisiveness to be centered around a public health emergency. And I concur with that. I mean, I don't get it. The people that are, you know, hardworking, smart, armed with all kinds of resources, make it into what it's become now. And that's why I think people want to get away from it. So they start to hear the ratcheting up of the massive blame game, and then they dump out of it. But the fact that you've got Fauci saying may not return until 2022, whew, that is an eye-popper. An eye-popper. By the way, there's a Russian scientist who's been infected with COVID-19 a second time for an experiment. Boy, you have to be one brave person to do that, because you don't know what's going to happen when the virus gets inside your body. So this Russian scientist infected as part of that experiment, Alexander Chepernov, who's a virologist and senior researcher at the, this sounds good, Siberian branch of the Russian Academy of Sciences, told TASS, which is the Russian news agency, that he first contracted the coronavirus after flying from France toward the beginning of the pandemic. But Chapernoff recovered and had an antibody test that showed COVID-19 was negative in his system, but he had a second test 3 months later, showed no antibodies. So herd immunity, I'm not so sure about that. I think you try anything. I think you do. I think in these situations you throw out what you can. It's a no-win situation for Fauci. It's a no-win situation for anybody trying to answer questions where people are trying to get their pulse on how long, because we're not used to that. How long is this delay? What do we need to do? What hoops do we need to drive through to make something happen? And you have to have that. Or I think you have to have that. Otherwise, you have people bailing on you right and left, and that makes it so much tougher, especially now. I was thinking about this, too, the other day. If you were putting together a startup and you could get some bright young people to work technically on all of your stuff, we'll call it, and help in lots of different ways, would it be worth it? I think for the brain trust, it would be worth it. But if you own your own company, still, you are the main voice. You are the main voice in all of this. By the way, announcement about the Super Bowl. It's going to be played at 20% capacity. 20% capacity. Wow. And these stadiums are so big that I think social distancing could be a lot easier than when you're crammed in somewhere. And we've already been told ahead of time that it's not going to be that. It's not going to be, let's just cram everybody into this one spot. So normalcy is just so elusive. It's that giant question mark in the sky that is so frustrating that we all just want to pull out of the sky. I think for some, this is a lesson in patience. And for others, it's just about, get it, biding their time. You know, you can't believe some of the jokes that I've been getting. But that's it. It's biding time, waiting, and then knowing when it's right, or really feeling that it's right. I'll meet you in a few.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI is warning that a major cyber attack could be coming for the nation's healthcare system. The agency says it has a credible threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. The attacks are expected to come through malware that then leads to ransomware attacks, data theft, and the disruption of healthcare services. The FBI says they're making the threat public so that healthcare providers have a chance to safeguard their networks against these attacks. Nearly 1 million Gulf Coast residents are without power as Hurricane Zeta lashed storm-weary Louisiana. It came ashore Wednesday as a Category 2 hurricane with the eyewall passing over New Orleans. Storm surges of at least 8 feet and several inches of rain have led to widespread flooding as well. One death has been reported in Louisiana. The storm has moved into Mississippi and Alabama and is forecast to hit the Atlanta area Thursday morning, bringing with it tropical storm-force winds. This is USA Radio News. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. But the U.S. isn't headed for another lockdown, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that there's COVID fatigue in the country, but that we do have to adopt other methods to slow the virus.
We've got to do the next best thing. We've got to double down very, very strongly on the things that I've been talking about with regard to the universal acceptance of masks, distancing, and avoiding crowds and congregate settings. If we did just that, we would be doing much better than we are doing right now.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Wednesday that the U.S. will be establishing an embassy in the Maldives. Despite establishing diplomatic ties with the country in 1966, there has never been a U.S. embassy in the small Indian Ocean nation. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We had an off-air conversation. It was so fascinating, and what an interesting life he's led. His book is called The People's President, and his name is John Bednar. He joins us now. Hey, John, thanks for popping on.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So that tells everybody nothing of why you're so fascinating, but I think you have led such an interesting life. I'm serious. I was looking you up after we had this conversation. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's really so fascinating how you got to this point where you did this book and then came back to the book. So explain that to everybody. First of all, what made you write the book?
Well, I guess ever since I was in an undergraduate at Princeton University, I've asked people the following question. And in my entire life, I've only had two people answer yes to the question. And the question is very simple. Do you now or have you ever encouraged your children to become politicians? And the only two people who have answered yes to that question in my entire life are people who are from political families that are involved in politics. And so I've been, been very preoccupied with the political scene in my country since I was very young. And the book came out of my conviction that there's far too much money in politics, that money dominates far too much our political scene, and that we should all stand up as American citizens and do something about that.
And so you weave this novel together based on, is it a little about you? Is there some of you in this book? I have a feeling there is.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, I basically, and of course, I was much younger at that time. I started writing this in 1973 when I was teaching at Berkeley, and so I was a much younger person at that point. But I just sort of said, "Hey, why not? It's fiction. I'll just elect myself president of the United States."
I love that. And the whole idea is, you know, your main character says, I'm not going to spend, you know, any of my own money. I'm not going to accept contributions to run this campaign. You're just going to unleash the beast and go for it. And I don't want to give away the whole story, but what are some of the obstacles that Dr. George Franklin runs into?
Well, he runs into the same obstacles that that any idealist in today's world would run into. And that is the complacency, for lack of a better term, of the general population in the United States. We've just let our guard down. We've forgotten our civic responsibilities. We've let ourselves be influenced by a lot of different factors and have lost our sense of individual responsibility as far as our nation's concerned. So that's kind of what was on my mind, and those are the problems that the guy runs into, and he solves them by just throwing it back in everybody's face and saying, hey, wait a minute, we're responsible for this, folks. We're responsible for the situation that we're in, and we're the only ones who can stand up and do something about it.
And speaking of standing up and doing something about it, I want to reveal this to people. You are running for Congress. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm running as like the hero of my life. I figured a few years ago that I better just put my money where my mouth is and actually do something. And I am running for the House of Representatives, a seat in Washington, D.C. for District 3 in South Carolina as an independent on a budget of zero, just like my hero. And I've had some very interesting responses to that. I'm hoping that maybe my little message that's in my book, I can have that message heard in District 3 in South Carolina. By the way, District 3 in South Carolina is the district that Lindsey Graham comes from.
Wow, so interesting. I bet that you've kicked up a little bit of dust there for sure, because it's got to be interesting. And it's interesting that your character does this. Now you're imitating that in real life. And the first time when you tackled this and you talked about the 70s, you said the reaction was great to the book.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had this literary agent who got it all the way to Universal Studios, and they wanted to make a movie out of it at the time. And I still think, by the way, that it would make a very good movie. It's got a lot of stuff in it that Hollywood would probably have a blast with. But they wanted me to change the ending, and I said, nope, not going to do that. Today I might have a different story, but back then I said, nope, I'm not going to change it.
Well, you know, you're somebody you're a teacher. I mean, you've bounced around Berkeley, pretty impressive there, but you've bounced around at a couple of other places as well. Do you learn from the students, too?
Oh, absolutely. I think the best teachers in the world are the people who do exactly what you just said. Teachers aren't people who need to lecture. There needs to be, in one of the conversations we had before, I mentioned to you that, to me, one of the most important words in our entire vocabulary is communication. Communication is very, very important, and so I've believed in that in my entire life, and I think that that's one of the reasons that I enjoy teaching so much.
Yeah, and it's interesting, from the classroom, traversing around the country, do you find that that's the common denominator as you talk about communication, no matter if you're in Northern California or you're in the South or you're in South Carolina or you're in New Jersey at Princeton?
Absolutely, and I want to. I do something that I probably shouldn't do, but I do it anyway, and it's just my own nature. Depending on the person I'm talking to, I have I've lived in Texas, I've lived in Oklahoma, I've lived in Michigan, I've lived in New Jersey, I've lived in California, and now in South Carolina. So I've lived kind of all over the United States, and I have a tendency to depending on the person I'm talking to begin to have speech patterns like the person I'm talking to.
That's great. They call that mirroring. I love that.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, people down in South Carolina say y'all all the time. Well, I don't use that in my normal speech, but I'll find myself saying y'all, you know, y'all come.
Right. You mix it in. Again, the book is called The People's President. We're speaking with John Bednar. You can get it on Amazon.com. What do you ultimately hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, all the things we've been talking about, Kate. I really think that, and like I said before, I have no regrets about being an idealist. I think idealism has its place in our society, and I'm proud of it. And if anything, I just hope that my book sparks a little bit of idealism in the minds of some of those complacent citizens out there who could be doing a much better job of being a citizen.
I like that. I say that all the time on the show. You just start. All politics are local, so get involved. Pay attention to what's happening. So I know you're not going to tell us that, the ending of the story. You're not going to tell us what happens. But Dr. George Franklin, does he get elected? You're not going to tell us.
I'm not going to say. We have to leave that as a cliffhanger. Does the guy win or does he not win? You know, that's part of the whole story.
Yes, so fascinating. Will it be a sequel to this?
You know, I started writing a sequel, and there may be. I'm writing another book right now that I may never finish about kind of an autobiography. I fell in love with French when I was at Princeton when I was an undergraduate. I was an English major, but I fell in love with French. And then I did 4 years of graduate study in France, and I became totally fluent in French. I've spent 15 years of my life in France, if you want to add up all the time. And the catchy title of this book that I'm have been writing for years and may never finish is My Mistress for More Than 50 Years, and it's the French language.
Wow.
So I'm working on that right now.
Well, you can't tease us like that. You got to, everybody listening across the land, give us a French phrase that we can say. I like French, but I don't know any French. Give us a French thing.
Okay, all right. I will tell you something that I did when I was. I love to teach beginning French, by the way, because one of the things I got from my wonderful experience at Princeton was that, you know, great professors fought to teach freshman courses because they wanted to get the freshmen interested in what their specialty. Back in those days, you didn't declare a major until you were a sophomore, and. I teaching beginning French or in a beginning French class, I would teach them how to say, I don't know in French. It's a very simple sentence. I don't know. And it's written I would write it on the board, and then I would look at the class and ask them to pronounce it, and they would all pronounce it very correctly. And the correct pronunciation of the sentence is, je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. Now,
I like that.
That's not the end of the story. And so each around the room, I would ask all the students to pronounce it, and they would pronounce it very correctly. But I would always say, "No, that's not how it's pronounced," and they would get this puzzled look on their faces. and at the end, when everybody had his chance to pronounce the sentence, I would look at them and I would say, "Here's what the French people say. Here's how the French people pronounce that sentence." And the point I tried to make to them was the difference between the written language and the spoken language. For example, you may remember the shortest sentence in the English. Do you know what the shortest sentence in the English language is?
What is the shortest sentence?
It's jeet.
Jeet?
Yeah. Guy comes home late from work. His wife opens the door, greets him at the door, and says, jeet? And he says, no, would you fix me something?
Oh, you are too funny. You're priceless. John Bednar, The People's President. Pick up this novel. You'll be very entertained. Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
As
the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Rogazinha joins us now. She's written a book called You Have the Power to Have It All. I mean, doesn't that title just tell you something? You have the power to have it all. But so often we don't go deep. I say this all the time. You know, the things that we talk about on this show, the things that make people furious, that they rise, they make your blood pressure rise, etc. What are you doing for you? What are you doing to go deeper, to know that you can be your whole self? And off the air, we had just a lovely conversation about that and how her life has turned because she did that. And when you don't do that, how does that affect your relationships with the people around you, including your children? So, Natalia, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hi there. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So tell us about your life and what it was like when you were just going through and doing what you thought you were supposed to do and not saying and not telling things that had happened to you and dealing with it.
Well, Kate, first of all, I want to say, before I go into that, I'd like to say the life that I've lived, so people have an idea of what I had to go through and experience and what led to each point of my life, the way I was feeling. I was born into a dysfunctional family. My parents got divorced when I was 6 years old. My mother remarried shortly after. I was abused emotionally and verbally at home and outside of it. And when I was 16 years old, I was sexually assaulted by men. At 18, I became a single parent. When I was writing the book, I left out the part about being sexually assaulted because of fear of what would people say and think about me. As I was writing, I was healing. I released old belief patterns. I learned that everything I've experienced was done for me, not to me, and that I was supposed to heal and learn from each experience and use it to my advantage. And also, I've learned that my past experiences don't define who I am, because I know exactly who I am. I am love. I am the creator of my reality, a mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend.
Wow. And so powerful what you just said, Ed, that you uncovered that. How hard was it to do the work, though, to get there?
Well, first of all, in order for people to get to this peace and balance, you need to understand and accept everything about yourself, because only then, when you accept your light and your darkness, only then you can love yourself fully. And that's where the peace begins.
Yeah. Wow. And so true. So let's dive into You Have the Power to Have It All. Tell us more about the book.
So as I was writing the book, I learned about myself that I am perfect just the way I am, and that I can be, do, or have anything I desire. I'm exactly where I should be at this moment in time. Only I have the power to control how I feel. Only I know what's best for me. And when I feel happy, I'm successful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, finding your own happiness. So that's what you're telling people. What happens when you don't accept, and you talk about this in the book, what happens when you don't accept all of yourself, the things that you didn't accept, and you're raising children, you think you're doing everything you can for them, and you have that feeling of, I'm doing everything for you. What does that do to relationships?
Well, what happened was, when I grew up in a culture where we put our kids first, and a partner, if you're married to someone or with someone, and I was doing this all my life. At the time, I only had one child, so I did everything for her when she was little, as she was growing up. And by the time she hit her teenage years, we had many talks, but one of them was that I told her, like, I did my best giving my all to you, like giving to you and not giving, you know, anything from me. So you can have the best. And in the end, I suffered because, you know, I was left with nothing. And she said to me, I never asked you. And that was a light bulb moment for me, that it was true. She never did. So what we do is, we're so conditioned into believe that we're supposed to, you know, help our children, you know, do everything for them, when it's actually not the case. In order for us to be helpful for children or anyone who's around us, is take care of ourselves first. You know, tend to ourselves, you know, fill ourselves first, so we can be the best version of ourselves to everyone who's around us, and they can benefit from that.
Yeah, boy, that's true. You think you're doing everything you can, and I love that your daughter said that to you, because obviously that changed the way you looked at it. I mean, that she gave you that gift by sharing that, don't you think?
Certainly did. Let me tell you, that was like a real wake-up call, because you think you're doing everything right, you know, according to society and what people say that you should. And when she said that, I'm like, you're right. I was like, I didn't even fight for another. You're right.
Yeah. Wow. 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 The book, again, is called You Have the Power to Have It All. Natalia, You and I talked about where you grew up, because you came to the United States right when you were 18. Where did you grow up? Because you've mentioned the culture.
I grew up in Eastern Europe. The country is called Moldova. I'm from a small town that's called Alexanderfield.
Yeah. And so coming from Alexanderfield and Moldova, you know, you come to the United States. What was that like?
It was a shock because, first of all, here's the thing. When I came to U.S., 2 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. So on top of this shock of new culture, new everything, you get this news that you don't know what to do with, that put me into a depression, and I was suicidal.
But you survived it.
I did. Do you know how I survived it? Because I think ever since I was a little girl, the reason I was able to go through that and not, do anything that would hurt me was to feel good. That's another thing that helped me through life, is to focus on that nothing is more important to me than I feel good and focus on the good and all of that.
Yeah. Wow. So it's great. You tell your whole story. You've given us that behind the scenes, like I say, that's so much of what you pour into the book. What do you hope people take away? And I think you've weaved it in this conversation, but what do you ultimately hope people take away from reading your book?
One of the important ones, I want people to understand that feeling good should be their number one priority, because when you feel good, you're successful, you know, you're happy, you can be helpful towards others. And then another few things I want to say is that you could not be more worthy and deserving of everything that you desire right now. You're important and your voice matters. There's only one of you in this entire universe. You're always doing your best regardless of what you think, you know, or what others are saying about you. You have a guidance system in the form of emotion. When you pay attention to how you feel, you know, you can easily keep yourself on track. And always remember to reward yourself for everything you accomplish, big or small.
So important, rewarding yourself instead of beating yourself up, rewarding yourself as you move along and you find that peace, as you said, and how important it is to feel that and let yourself feel that. Wow, what a delight listening to your journey and being so vulnerable to share that with everyone, because I know that there's people out there that are hurting, and that's part of what I love to share with people on this show, especially with some of the heavy, heavy things that we're dealing with in life and what we're talking about. So the book is You Have the Power to Have It All. Natalia, again, thank you so much for sharing and coming on, and go pick up her book, everybody.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.